Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Amman, Jordan. Jordan's King Abdullah says resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not possible in the near future, which could put Israel in a dangerous situation. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
King Abdullah, Jordan's king and chief political leader, says that the peace process is dead and the prospects for a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not going to happen in the near future, which could mean Israel will be surrounded by hostile Arab governments. Abdullah said that the Israelis and the Palestinians missed an opportunity during the Arab Spring to come to an agreement because that window will close and bring about new changes in the Middle East. The Jordanian king believes that the new Arab leaders who will come to power in the Middle East will seek to exploit popular resentments in the Arab street against Israel, which could place the Jewish state in a dangerous position. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jordan's King Abdullah is telling the world that Middle East peace will not come about in the near future, which is in line with the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Arab nation of Jordan is one of two Arab states that has signed a peace treaty with the Jewish state of Israel, the other being Egypt. Jordan's King Abdullah understands the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, since almost 70% of Jordan's population is Palestinian. Therefore, when the king warns the world that peace in the Middle East is not possible in the near future, he knows of what he speaks. The peace process is dead at this time, and with both the Israelis and the Palestinians not wanting to make concessions, there seems to be no time in the near future for an agreement between the two peoples. Couple that with the Arab Spring and the battle for power in the Arab world, and the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible seems to be coming into better focus. The ancient Jewish prophet Daniel pre-wrote history when he wrote the prophecy about a world leader coming to power and bringing peace to the Middle East. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. This passage speaks of the Antichrist, that world leader, who will bring about peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors, a peace that will be short-lived and actually a false peace. It is during the time of that short period of peace that the Arab world will attack Israel, and this is found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 8 and 11. King Abdullah's warning of no Middle East peace in the future is right on target, because Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...